Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Limits, I'm dying to hear from Dan Muse what he actually sounds like. Do we have any clips yet?
We do. I was a little surprised by what Dan Muse sounded like, too. I expected it to be...
Well, I'm not surprised yet, because I haven't heard him.
Well, I said I was surprised, because I thought he would sound like this. But in reality, Dan Muse actually sounds like this. This is his excitement on coaching the Penguins.
You can feel the want for collaboration and building together. And that's just so exciting to be a part of that. And then through this process, you see what an exciting time it is to come in here. You have some legendary players of our game here at Pittsburgh, future Hall of Famers. You have these exciting young players that are coming up. And then you have a little bit of everything in between. And so to have an opportunity to work together with everybody here to make sure that these players are continuing to grow and whatever, wherever they are in their career, just can't tell you how exciting of an opportunity that is.
He sounds like somebody that I can't quite place.
He has a little Sully in him.
A little Sully?
I think a little Sully with the accent.
Well, we'll hear more from him. He and Kyle Dubas had their introductory news conference today. But in the meantime, we have the Limitless Express. Please, Limits, we need the intro, and then let's go.
Yes, Joe. Let's jump on board, everyone, to the Limitless Express.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Let's do it.
All right, Joe. First item up for grabs here. What is going on with the Cincinnati Bengals? Like, Shamar Stewart is calling out Cincinnati. He is their first-round pick from Texas A&M.
He didn't even have any sacks in college.
Like 2.5 last year. Like, the guy is a pass rusher that doesn't get to the passer of the football well enough to bring him down. So that's an issue. They cut Jermaine Pratt on Monday, and Trey Hendrickson is currently not at mandatory minicamp as he waits for a new contract. So, Joe, when I think about how good the Bengals could possibly be this year because their offense is incredible – they're not going to have anybody of note on defense, like other than Hendrickson, who will eventually get probably signed.
Maybe.
The Bengals' defense might legitimately give up 400 yards in every single game.
I know, but they were one play probably away from making the playoffs last year. That's how dynamic that offense is. They have a new coordinator, but you're right. Things seem very disheveled is the word I would use in Cincinnati on defense, and it's going to be fascinating to track them, but clearly, they're still very, very dangerous. I might pick the Steelers ahead of them. But let's see how things progress here with Hendrickson and company, right? They have Burrow, Chase, and Higgins.
Right, and that's significant. That's huge. And if that type of offense can put up significant points and just outscore everybody, how much of a defense do you necessarily need? But then again,
they missed the playoffs last year.
They missed the playoffs last year, and I will throw back at you, what about that killer B offense for the Steelers? Remember they were talking about scoring 30 a game, and that was the goal with Todd Haley running the ship with A.B., Le'Veon, and Martavis Bryant with Ben and Boswell as the other killer B in that secondary that had the likes of Artie Burns and Sean Davis and Mike Mitchell in it and Antoine Blake and those guys and Ross Cockrell that couldn't really...
Oh, my God, I forgot about
remember
him.
Remember Ross Cockrell?
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't that bad. But
Billy was bad.
Antoine Blake wasn't very good. He had moments. Mike Mitchell was not very good. And those are the defenses that ended up costing that team a chance of winning a realistic Super Bowl. And it could be the same thing that happens with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Next.
Joe, Zach Azani, the Steelers wide receivers coach, was speaking to the media today. He declared Calvin Austin as the Steelers wide receiver too. How about that, Joe?
What about Bob Woods? How does he feel about that?
Well, this is what...
Which I'm okay with, because there's a lot of really cool little pieces there that... you know, are sneaky. So everyone's downplaying, underplaying our group right now. I love it that way. I don't really want anyone looking at us anyway. It'll be good. So I think that two spot is all Calvin's right now. And really, you know, him and DK are such different players that, you know, there's going to be plays where he is the one guy because that's his route and vice versa because they're so different, you know.
That two spot is Calvin's right now. What do you make of that?
I'm not totally shocked by it. I thought he took some strides last year. He reminds me a little bit of Emmanuel Sanders early in his career. And he, of course, just absolutely took off when he went to a real offense with Peyton Manning throwing the ball. But I thought last year when they actually incorporated him into the offense and didn't just say, you know, run a go route every once in a while, if you're even in the game, he looked pretty at home. I think he can take that step. I think I'd rather have an established guy. I can tell you that for sure I would, but I'm not surprised by it.
I'm a little surprised that we're looking at just mandatory minicamp and Zach Azani is coming out saying he's the wide receiver too, being Calvin Austin. And yesterday Carl Dunbar came out and said that Derek Harmon, yeah, you can write that Derek Harmon is going to be the starter at left defensive end. I mean, I'm just a little surprised that, you know, an organization that typically likes to shy away from all of that is coming out and saying, yeah, Calvin Austin, sure, he's wide receiver too.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure, Derek Harmon, he's definitely going to start.
Maybe there should have been, a declaration of competition and nobody has a job. I would agree with you there.
You know, like
Roman Wilson gets a crack, Bob Woods, maybe even Ben Skoranek if you listen to Kabali, right?
Even if it's just coach speak, but just to make Robert Woods think that he has a chance to fight for wide receiver too, or what Roman Wilson an opportunity, or what does this make on the defensive line? I mean, Derek Harmon might be different because he's your first round pick and everybody kind of expects that, but I'm somewhat surprised to see the coaches come out and say that. A couple of texters chiming in that they think Dan Muse sounds like Tyler Kennedy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Did Steven, you get that?
Tyler Kennedy. No,
Tyler
I didn't.
Tyler Kennedy.
No, I didn't.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
I have a man named Stephen Corcoran tweeting me.
Hello, Stephen.
Why doesn't he just call the show? Listening to you on the fan, wondering why you think Fields will have a better season than Rodgers. What did Fields do in all his seasons with the Bears and in his lone season with the Steelers that makes you believe that? I'll wait. And then he comes back and says, Starkey just said recent track record as to why he doesn't like Rodgers. And meanwhile, he wants Fields in his recent track record. So, Steven, you failed to understand what the other... Is this the same Steven as yesterday? It might be. Because that guy failed to do what this guy is failing to do. And that is put it in context. I do not think that Justin Fields is going to be a legit, like, good franchise quarterback. I don't. I don't think he's a good passer of the football.
41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Think it's that guy?
No, the other guy previous to him who said because he's a biker at 51, well, Rodgers will be a good quarterback at 41.
No,
remember
that was
him?
That was Greg in Youngstown.
All right.
The other caller was Steve.
So don't mistake me saying I would want Fields over Rodgers as me saying I would want Fields as my quarterback. Like with the whole, you know, league or whatever, or I think he's good. I don't. I think it's a bunch of bad choices that they had, and that he's a better choice than Rodgers. Look at Rodgers' recent track record. Again, 23 interceptions in his last two seasons. He wasn't good last season. Period. And I think Justin Fields in New York has a chance because he's an elite runner to have a better year than Rodgers. So if I tell you Rodgers is going to be mediocre and Fields is going to be slightly better than mediocre, maybe that's the best way to think of it.
Yeah.
You're mistaking it, Steven, as me saying, I really love Justin Fields. I think he's going to be really good. So please don't mischaracterize what I'm saying. Why do you think, with your little laughing emojis, why do you think, and I'll throw them back at you. Here, I'm throwing him a laughing emoji. One after the other. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers is really good? Is that what you're saying? You think Aaron Rodgers right now is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? What are you, out of your mind? Did
Not
you watch
10.
The games last year? He was Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson is him. Ankle is fine. What was the line in Ace Ventura?
Ankle is something.
Finehorn is ankle. Yes, even though that's the wrong name. I don't know. Eichel, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, this guy fails to realize the context here. So why don't you call the show, Stephen, at 412-928-9370, and you tell me why you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be so good. Okay? Yeah, Justin Fields played in Chicago. You're right. I don't know that too many people would have succeeded in Chicago in those years, I might add. I think he's going to be better than Rodgers. I think last year, what was he here? What was his record here? He threw for 1,100 yards in, you know, a handful of starts, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, and he ran the ball well. He won some games. I don't think Rodgers is going to be very good here. One guy will be mediocre, one guy slightly more than that. So don't characterize me like I'm, you know, a card-carrying member of the Justin Fields fan club, okay? Open your brain a little bit. Who's next?
All right, next up. Sean Payton believes the Broncos have a chance to have a very good defense in 2025 and thinks that the Broncos are going to take a step up this year. Do you think that Denver is a playoff team, and would you rather have Bo Nix than Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, please. Bo Nix is a rising young quarterback in the league. Are you crazy, Limits?
I asked the question.
Of course I'd rather have Bo Nix than Aaron Rodgers right now. People have lost their minds. Every time Aaron Rodgers plays, all right, let's go over his numbers again. And I agree with old Sean Payton, even though I don't like him very much. I think the Broncos are absolutely a playoff team. So Aaron Rodgers against playoff teams last year. Remember we did this little exercise yesterday, O Limitless Wonder?
Yes.
And it was very revealing, I thought. Against Denver and Bo Nix, 24 of 42, 225, no touchdowns, no picks, and a 72 rating. That's not good. Minnesota, 29 of 54, three interceptions, and a 54 rating. That's not good. Then they lose to Buffalo. He's okay, 23 of 35, has a pick, couple touchdowns, but they only score 20. They lose. The Steelers were a playoff game. Do you remember Aaron Rodgers throwing two passes to Beanie Bishop? They lose 37 to 15. He had a real good game against Houston. That was his one really good game against a playoff team. 22 of 32, three touchdowns, no picks, although they were struggling at the time. Then the next one was against the Rams. They lose 19 to 9. He goes 28 of 42. Then he's horrible against the Bills. So you tell me, Stephen Corcoran, why you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be so good? And my Justin Fields opinion has very little to do with his Bears career, by the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.